Shalom Aleichem Raboisai. Good to get together in compromised form at least. We're going to continue our limud of the Maharal in Tiferes Yisrael, Bezras Hashem. I sent out an email earlier today that Mitz Hashem, another day or two, I'll ask the Olam to let me know if this is a limud that you are connecting to, or if between now and Shavuos, or if it would be preferred to go back to Chovetz Halvavos. So in another day or two, you'll let me know. Let's proceed. So we're going to be continuing with what the Maharal began building up last night. And that is the understanding that a Jew, even though his body is stationed here on earth and seems to be operating in the earthly world together with the rest of the physical world, actually, the Jew is something much higher, and through the Torah mitzvahs that he's performing, he's actually operating and functioning on a much higher zone, just that we're oblivious to it right now. But the things that we're doing are kind of like holding on to the bottom of a rope, which is actually painting pictures, creating realities in much higher places, which we can't see. We're just told, push this button, move this, don't do that, and you will be creating a magnificent picture up in the higher worlds, in the world of your neshama. So now let's move on to Perek Sheni, into the second Perek, and see where he goes. So the Maharal is now going to tell us that the mitzvahs of the Torah are not just that they're operating in a higher realm, but actually their purpose is Hashem created man with incomplete. And the purpose of the mitzvahs really is to bring man to his perfection. Meaning, the way we might say it is that, this is how the Ramchal kind of puts it down. The Maharal is saying it a little bit differently, but I'll use the Ramchal, the way the Ramchal says it, is that think of a person who has all of his body parts, but all of his body faculties, but not in full function. Hey, his eyesight is weak, his hearing is weak, all of his muscles are frail and feeble, etc. And then he's taken to some institute where he's going to be provided with all the different means of strengthening all of his senses, strengthening all of his muscles, etc., in order to turn a half-functioning frail body into something robust, healthy, sharp, alert. So now, the Maharal says that man, as the choice creation, as the greatest of all creations, is set up such that he's a physical body and he has his neshama, and then he's meant to make out of that neshama the perfect being, the perfect, polished, all-around perfect being that it's meant to be. I'll use the Sfarnas term for this. He says that the Tzelem Elikim that we're told that we are, he says, don't be too quick to be proud of yourself as a Tzelem Elikim, he says, because the word Tzelem means raw material. He says, the way he puts it is, you are raw godly material. And the question is what you're going to make out of it. Are you going to make it into the magnificent being that it can be? So now, the Maharal begins by saying that man begins, the starting point is the physical body that we know. We have the neshama hovering up there. It's rooted in our body. But we start from the physical place. And now he says that, note that in the Perek of Tehillim that we say on Shabbos, in Pesukah de Zimra, Hashemayim Esaprim Kvoid Kel, that Perek has seven psukim describing the grandeur of Hashem's world, of Hashem's heavens, of the sun, of its function, etc. And then it moves on from there to describe the greatness and the grandeur of the Torah in many ways. And he says, this is a famous concept that's discussed in the Maharal and other Sfarim, that the number seven encapsulates, number seven represents the physical world. The physical world is encapsulated in the number seven. Eight is already beyond the physical. So he says that this is represented in this Perek of Tehillim, where the first seven psukim are dedicated to the grandeur of the physical forces of nature, and then it moves beyond that, above that, to start discussing the Torah, which is above and beyond. And now he tells us that this is the zone where man is operating when his function of Torah and mitzvahs, etc. So now, he says, you see, you have to realize that, again, this is man operating with tools and with a system that is above, hovering above the whole physical world and its reality. And now he cites a very fascinating medrash. He cites a very fascinating medrash, which I quote often in Shiurim because of its immense profundity after the Maharal's treatment of it. But it's a very interesting medrash in and of itself. It says in the medrash that the Roman governor, Tunus Rufus, he used to have these debates, religious debates, with Rabbi Akiva. And one time he asked Rabbi Akiva, who creates better products? Whose product could be expected to be of a higher quality, Hashem's or man's? Now, this was a trick question, but this is the way he presented the question. Whose product is going to be of higher quality, Hashem's or man's? So Rabbi Akiva off the cuff said, man's. Now, that was a little startling. Like, it sounds so Tunus Rufus was thrown. And he said, what do you mean by that? Can man create like the heavens and the earth? So Rabbi Akiva said, no. Don't talk to me about things that are completely above man's jurisdiction. Let's talk about the things that are within man's reach. And now let's see. Whose products are of a higher quality? Man's or Hashem's? And he said, I'll give you an example. He said, do you eat wheat in the form that Hashem created it? Or do you then go and turn it into bread, into rolls, into cakes, and then eat it? So you see that we consider, you also, Tunus Rufus, don't ask me these questions, you see that you consider a man-made product of a higher quality than the Hashem-made product. So Tunus Rufus is thrown at this point, and here he gets to what he was really leading up to. He thought he was going to have Rabbi Akiva up against the wall. But this was really the question he was leading up to with this. Then he said to him, tell me, why do you circumcise? If Hashem wanted circumcision, wouldn't he have made the body that way in the first place? So Rabbi Akiva said to him, I knew that this is what you were leading to. I knew that this is what you were leading up to. And therefore, I told you in the first place, meaning what was Tunus Rufus saying, isn't the body better in its God-made state than in the man-made state? Why would you want to improve? Why would man interfere with Hashem's creation? Rabbi Akiva said, I know that that's what you're leading up to, and that's why I preempted you, and I showed you examples of where, yes, we all operate with the premise that we appreciate man-made products. We consider them of a higher quality than the Hashem-made products. That's just, again, something that sounds startling, but let's see where it's going to go. So Tunus Rufus, again, he's puzzled by this, and he's saying to Rabbi Akiva, if Hashem wanted circumcision, why wouldn't he have created the body such? So Rabbi Akiva said to him, 1 minute, you're saying that you want to argue that the body comes out in perfect form without any need for improvement? Let me ask you a different question. When the baby comes out of the mother, he has an umbilical cord connected, which you immediately cut off. You're improving on Hashem's deeds. So Rabbi Akiva is proving to him from within nature, don't come and tell me how can you be improving on Hashem's creation. Look, in all areas, man is busy improving on Hashem's creation. When a baby comes out, even if you don't believe in circumcision, you will cut off the umbilical cord. You will not eat raw wheat. You'll take it, you'll turn it into bread, cakes, etc. So, then, Rabbi Akiva said, Lamaisa, I'm going to stop talking in riddles. You wanted to know why it's so? You want to know why it's so that we are, so to speak, improving on Hashem's creation? And he quoted a pasuk that says, Hashem gave us the imras alekat srufa. The word of Hashem, the command of Hashem, is a refinery. Really means refine, but he's saying it's there to refine. Meaning, Hashem created us as raw material and gave us commands with which we refine that material. This was Hashem's plan. Hashem creates things incomplete. We'll have to qualify that somewhat. And he leaves it up to us to refine it and bring it to its perfection. This is reflected. This is the essence of what mitzvahs are. They're there to refine ourselves, to perfect our neshama, to bring it from a raw state into that perfect, magnificent being that it's meant to be. And Rabbi Akiva is saying that you see it actually reflected in the physical world itself, that man is indeed busy improving on Hashem's creation, so to speak, reflecting what the essential function of man is. So now, the Maharal goes on and explains it as follows. He says, one minute, does this really mean that Hashem is chas v'shalom creating something incomplete? That Hashem's creation is incomplete? And the Maharal, again, working with the same thing, says something very, very amazing. And he says, no, Hashem's created nature in its most complete form. But when we're talking about man, we're talking about something above nature. A body with an arla, a body, an uncircumcised body, is perfect for a physical world. But if you're talking about something operating above the physical world, it isn't. It's a perfect physical being, but it's incomplete in terms of the super physical that Hashem wants man to bring himself to. And therefore, he said, this is also reflected in wheat. Wheat is just fine for animals. For something that's simply operating within the confines of the physical, wheat as is just fine. It's because man actually is operating in a higher zone above the physical that even in his physical needs, we see this concept that it has to be improved on. The physical world will, as is, will not do for man because man is something that hovers above that, that's higher above that, that's greater than that. So now, this is the point that Maharal is saying. He's saying, and that's right, the physical world is perfect as a self-contained system. But once it's relative to man, it's something incomplete. And the essence of man is to bring it with himself, it's really the main point, to its perfection. And therefore, he says, this is why Mila is on the eighth day. It's coming back to the same concept. The 7 days are the days of the physical nature, of the natural world. For those first 7 days, the body can remain uncircumcised. It can remain with its arla. It's on the eighth day that it's meant to move beyond the physical. It's meant to move on to the next stage, to the higher sphere that this person is going to be operating in for the rest of his life. It's at that point that we cut off the arla. At this point, we say, 1 minute, you're meant to move into that higher zone. A physical body in its physical, natural form is not enough for you. Hashem expects you to refine it. Hashem expects you to perfect it. And this is really representative of what you're going to be doing your entire life. Okay. So now, the Maharal goes on and says that if it still bothers you, if it still bothers you that at the end of the day you're deeming Hashem's creation incomplete, so here the Maharal really culminates this whole concept. He says, on the contrary, the perfection of the Bria is the fact that Hashem put into it the ability for us to perfect ourselves. Sound like a play on words. But let's bring it home, and then we'll bring it home in a more practical way. The incompletion of the Bria is its beauty because that's what gives it its entire meaning. The incompleteness of man is what gives man's existence its meaning. The fact that Hashem made us incomplete is what makes his world perfect because this is a world in which we can complete ourselves and thereby we can bond with Hashem. So therefore, now I'll use the way the Ramchal puts it, the neshama of a Jew is perfect material, so to speak. It's godly material, kiviyachol. It's the greatest creation that Hashem created in his world, the neshama of a Jew, the highest quality, the closest being that there is to God, to Hashem. But then Hashem went and took that creation even further. What did he do? He tacked on faults. He tacked on incompleteness. He tacked on shortcomings. He tacked on struggles. And that's what puts man into his perfect state. Now man has what to do. Now man has purpose. Now man has meanings. You're a perfect person, you're basically redundant. It's the fact that you have shortcomings. It's the fact that you have faults. These are Hashem's gifts to us. This is what gives our life meaning. And this is what puts us into position to become that great being that Hashem has in mind. We can now go and refine ourselves and perfect ourselves. And this really ultimately is the schar. This is the schar that we get. The Ramchal explains that it's superficial to understand that the system of reward for our mitzvahs is that you did something and then you get a prize for it later. There's a price list and you get paid later for things. No, you are creating your own schar. How? Because every mitzvah that you do is actually polishing your neshama a little bit more, makes it that much more capable of living and enjoying its life later. You can picture picture two people who are exactly in the same place, but they're living two different lives. Let's say two people are sitting in a most luxurious setting. They're on a cruise ship, looking out at the beautiful sea, sitting over a gourmet meal with beautiful classical music playing in the background. One of them is lying on a stretcher, half dead, can barely hear, barely see, barely taste anything. He's in that same place, in that same luxurious setting. When the other person, all of his senses are alert. He hears, he sees, he's experiencing. They're both in the same place. They're both undergoing the same experience. This other one is also being fed the food, but he barely tastes it. He can barely enjoy it. He barely has teeth to chew it with, and his taste buds are barely very faint. He barely hears the music. By us, every mitzvah that we do, the Ramchal says, every mitzvah is aimed toward a different part of the neshama. It's like if you picture a gym where you walk in and you see a whole bunch of different machines and a whole bunch of different tools, and you understand that each one is aimed at a different place in the body. This one is meant to develop the bicep, and that one the chest, and that one the leg muscle, and this is meant for the cardiovascular purposes. It's meant to improve the heartbeat, etc. Each one, each different machine, it isn't coincidental that there happen to be 40 different machines in the room, and each one, this happens to hit this, and this happens to hit that. Those machines are designed, each one is aimed to hit and perfect and enhance a different part of the body's function. So this is what the mitzvahs are. The mitzvahs are kiviyachol, so to speak, like a big exercise room. Each mitzvah is hitting the neshama in a different way, perfecting it, enhancing it, making it that much more alive, robust, healthy. And therefore, this is what the Ramchal means when he says that the schar, we create the schar. It's not that we later get paid for the things we do. We're creating we're creating who we are through the mitzvahs that we do. And the more effort we put into the mitzvahs, the more intent, the more dedication, the more care we put into doing it meticulously, the more quality the result is going to be. So the Maharal basically, in these lists, two prokem, has been introducing us to ourselves, and he's going to be continuing that, Bezos Hashem.